A lot of people that listen to the first part of today's second date update might think the girl that we're about to call should be ripped for probably faking a cat allergy to get out of a date. Adam, you know, you said that she went over to your house and she saw that you had a cat and kind of freaked out and got scared and left. And then she showed up to work the next couple days because you guys have mutual friends that are coworkers. I think she should be commended for obviously getting deathly ill from the cat. And then getting like a blood transfusion and still managing to make it into work the next day. I think that's very impressive. And she definitely didn't lie to you at all, Adam.
You guys don't think that she had a cat allergy?
I think you're just catching on to that, Adam.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she had a cat allergy. Oh, if you're just tuning in for the second date update, that's what happened. Adam met this girl named Robin through mutual friends. She came over to his house to pick him up for the date because he doesn't have a car. She saw his cat and then split, said she had a cat allergy and hasn't talked to him ever since. But we think maybe she made it up just to get out of the date because we've heard of things like that happening quite a bit. All right, Adam, I'm about to get her on the phone and find out if the cat allergy is real, okay?
Okay. Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Robin, please?
Yeah, this is Robin.
Hey, Robin, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a morning radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
A morning show? What do you mean?
It's a radio morning show, you know? We play a bunch of really bad music and talk in between it.
Why are you calling me?
So we recently got an email from a guy named Adam.
That's weird. Why?
Because you guys recently went out on a date and now you won't call him back. It's a segment we do called the Second Date Update. We do it on our show all the time. Adam told us that you guys met through mutual friends and that you were supposed to go out on a date, but right before you guys were about to leave his house, you said you had a cat allergy and then left.
That's true.
Okay.
Story. I don't know what else you need to know. That's what happened.
Okay. Well, we're all speculating that maybe you were lying about the cat allergy. Is that true?
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't have a cat allergy.
I don't know about that.
So, did you lie about it?
You can tell us.
I don't think I want to talk about it, you guys.
But why
would you leave right then and not even give him at least the effort of just one date?
I had a good reason. Just let's leave it at that, okay? I just want to move forward and forget about it.
Well, can you just tell us a little something? I mean, we talked to Adam. He seems like a really nice guy, and he's just kind of confused.
Creepy.
Did you say creepy?
Creepy, believe me, creepy.
Whoa. This phone call is creepy or Adam is creepy?
Good question.
Adam is creepy.
What did he do that was creepy? You barely spent, what, like 15 minutes with him?
It was enough. 15 minutes too long.
What did he do?
He took this box out and he said he wanted to show me something. It was in his closet. And he had a drone in it.
Okay.
And then he starts showing me, like, the stuff he's like, the footage that he took, you know, via the drone.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out, like, his personal hobby, when he's not at work, he just, like, spies on his neighbors.
What?
Like, he's stalking his neighbors?
No, not really stalking. Just observing them, like, their daily habits. And, like, he got really excited when he showed me one family because he said they eat spaghetti every Friday night. So, like, how does he know they eat spaghetti every Friday night? He's been observing that. And he was just cracking up like a little kid. And I found it so creepy and so off-putting. And I thought of the first excuse I could to get out of there. I just told him about my cat allergy.
That is strange. And you're sure the footage isn't just, like, on accident? I'm just hoping that it's like he's out practicing flying his drone and he happens to
because he has footage ongoing. Ongoing. And he was cracking up. Like I said, he knew that one family ate spaghetti on Fridays. I think Tuesday nights, another family, or maybe it was the same, they have tuna fish. It's like, this is probably all he does. He goes to work, maybe he works from home, and he does this.
So he flies his drone around the neighborhood filming his neighbors.
Yeah.
And what's weird is that he doesn't realize that it's abnormal, because if he did, he wouldn't show you the footage.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, but I mean, it's just even weirder. It's just, it weirded me out. I don't want to talk to him ever again. I don't want to see him.
Yeah.
I got a weird feeling.
Yeah, he's a pretty creepy. Sneaky guy, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, creepy. Yeah.
He's actually on the phone listening right now. That's how sneaky he is. And he wants to talk to you. Yeah.
He is not on the phone. No way.
Yes, he is.
Hi, Robin.
Oh, my God.
Well, I've been listening to the whole conversation, and I kind of showed you that footage in confidence, and I didn't feel the need to expand too far on it. That's not my hobby. That's another business.
What?
It's another business?
Wait, taking creepy videos of people in their homes while they eat dinner is your business?
No, it's not a creepy video business. It's me and a friend of mine got contracted a while back to create a new app that would expand upon something like Google Maps to get better aerial footage of different neighborhoods. And we started in one geographic neighborhood. And yeah, I think it's funny that family eats spaghetti every night, but I could really care less what they're doing. We're trying to map the entire city.
Wow.
I don't know if I believe you.
Well, I mean, there's nothing to believe. I mean, it's an app that's been in development. I'd be more than happy to show it to you, but you kind of sound off-put anyway. That's not a it's not a creepy kind of thing. We're literally trying to map the entire city so that we can move to another city and start mapping that city with better views, with better aerial views. I wasn't trying to show you something that I have a weird hobby of peeking in people's backyards. I don't care what people do. I'm trying to make my life better. That's why I ride the bus.
You sound so defensive. You didn't explain this to me when you're showing it to me. So, you know, I don't quite feel so comfortable to believe all this.
Well, the reason why maybe I sound defensive is because you lied to me about being allergic to my cat and just took
off and didn't respond to text messages.
I guess that is a good point. Why didn't you just respond to him and tell him what's going on?
Because I told you guys already, I didn't want him to come to my neighborhood and start taping me. I didn't want to antagonize him. I'm a woman. You shouldn't question why I don't text back a man. My security.
How dare I?
Yeah. He lies on people. And it's creepy for him to say, why didn't you text me back? Because I don't like you. I don't want to see you again.
To be honest with you, I mean, you're a good-looking girl on the outside, but you're not very good-looking on the inside.
So
don't flatter yourself.
You know what? Again, I need to
your
go.
Neighborhood
but the
and
point is, a woman's protecting herself,
backyard.
And she's told she's unattractive, you know, because of that. And that's just like classic misogyny. So you're not the kind of guy I want to be around. Plenty of men get it.
Kind of
you don't.
Thing.
Let's move on.
Well, I don't want to be around liars, I guess.
Good. Then you don't want to be around me, because I lied about my cat allergy, and I would do it again.
I don't. I'm over this phone call. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your help.
Oh, my. That escalated really quickly.
And this whole time, all I can think about is there's going to be a new map that's super creepy and shows people in their houses out there.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever used Google Maps?
Yeah. All the time.
Okay, well, this is a better version that is probably going to get bought out by Google.
Well, congratulations. You'll be a rich billionaire, but you'll be all alone. Congratulations.
Oh my God. Whatever.
Well, I guess, I don't know. I obviously shouldn't ask the question, but I guess I'll ask it anyway. Robin, would you like to go on a second date with Adam? I'll pay for it.
No, thanks.
All right, you can pay for it yourself. I don't want to do the whole, like, hey, male should pay thing. You can pay for it yourself if you want.
Screw you. I know what you're doing.
I'm asking if you want to go out with him again.
Yeah, she's on
I don't
to
know.
Jubal.
Yeah,
she got it. Mm-hmm.
We both work with computers. The reason why I showed you any of that was because I thought you'd be into it. I thought you'd think it was a cool project.
You think it's a cool project to videotape your neighbors and get off on that? I don't think so.
Well, first of all, it's not videotape. It's digital video, and I don't get off on it.
So there.
Adam, can I see some of it? Because I might get off on it.
Oh.